Exclusive: Biden admin planted operative Jeff DeSantis in Fannie Willis' office to target Trump, sources say. By Wendell Hasebo on February 26, 2024. The Biden administration planted a Democrat operative inside a Fulton County office to target former President Donald Trump. Multiple sources familiar with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office exclusively told Breitbart News. If the Biden administration planted the operative, as the sources say, it would present a strong argument that the administration interfered in the 2024 presidential election. Breitbart News granted the sources anonymity to discuss the attorney's office for fear of retribution. The sources have direct knowledge of the environment at the district attorney's office, which they characterized as corrupt. One significant figure is overlooked in the Fulton County scandal concerning Fulton County prosecutor Fannie Willis and her alleged lover and fellow prosecutor Nathan Wade. The sources said, meet Jeff DeSantis, the county's deputy district attorney with professional experience far greater than the average county employee. DeSantis worked on Willis's 2020 campaign, sources told Breitbart News, and was the former executive director of the Democrat Party of Georgia with extensive knowledge of campaign finance law. He was also the deputy director of compliance for the DNC, according to his official bio. Jeff has also worked for candidates in 30 states running for a variety of offices, including President of the United States, United States Senator, Governor, United States Representative, Attorney General, District Attorney, and Mayor, as well as for a National Political Party Committee. He has served as a campaign manager, media consultant, pollster, press spokesman, research director, and policy advisor. Sources credit DeSantis with colluding with the White House to target Trump. DeSantis did this, one source told Breitbart News about the Trump case. He's the one. He is the one pulling all the strings. He was the one at Walter, Willis, off. He was in every important meeting. He is the brainchild behind this. That is the connection to the White House. Citing his deep history and connections to the Democrat Georgia machine, sources told Breitbart News they were 100% certain that DeSantis was the inside man planted in the Fulton County office by the Biden administration. DeSantis is the one pulling the strings on this whole thing, a second source said. Everybody heard Fannie testify. It's no secret that she is not smart. That is how she sounds and acts every day of the week. Anyone that has common sense knows that the White House has been involved in this prosecution, a source told Breitbart News. This shouldn't just miraculously happen. Of course, she's, Willis, not going to prosecute the former president of the United States without the current administration's approval. Sources speculated that DeSantis was instrumental in selecting grand jurors for the Trump case based on voter registration data. Part of why you're raising money as a candidate is to get money to buy the data about who are your voters. DeSantis, as the former head of the state Democratic Party, he's going to know the data, in Georgia, one source said. There's not one conservative person on that grand jury. Sources also revealed that DeSantis was a member of Willis's transition team after she won the election in November 2020. DeSantis helped Wade select employees for the new office. DeSantis was there in the capacity to be a political strategist, hiding in the DA's office, a source told Breitbart News. As Breitbart News exclusively reported Sunday, Wade is a prosecutor on the Trump case and he selected the office employees, a source told Breitbart News. Wade made the decisions to hire or fire employees in the district attorney's office following Willis's election victory in November 2020, according to multiple sources familiar with the Wade and Willis relationship. The revelation of Wade's previously unreported position as the former personnel decision maker for the district attorney's office raises ethical and conflict of interest concerns. It also raises questions about whether Wade and Willis have been forthright about the timeline of their reported affair. Sources described one-on-one interviews behind closed doors with Willis and Wade, who was too invested to be just a friend of Willis to hold such a powerful position. It was obvious Willis and Wade had an affair in 2020, one year before Willis launched her probe into Trump, and DeSantis would know about it, sources revealed to Breitbart News. The district attorney's office did not reply to a request for comment from Breitbart News about DeSantis's alleged involvement between the White House and Trump's prosecution. In January, Trump and co-defendant Mike Roman accused Willis of maintaining an improper romantic relationship with Wade. Willis and Wade took the stand in February to testify about whether their relationship disqualified Willis from prosecuting Trump. If the presiding judge determines Willis engaged in an actual conflict of interest with her lover and fellow prosecutor, Willis could be removed from the case, handing former President Donald Trump a massive victory. Wade's story appears shaky. Former Fulton County District Attorney employee and friend of Willis since college, Robin Yerdy, testified that Willis was definitely in a relationship with Wade since 2019. In addition, cell phone data obtained from Adam T. through subpoena contradicts Wade's testimony. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.